Israel hit what it wanted to. I'm Jack Callahan, Fox News. That's according to senior U.S. military sources. About the strikes overnight on a military base and radar installations guarding Iran's nuclear facilities.
The next 24 to 48 hours will be crucial in determining whether Iran will feel domestic pressure to respond or whether the supreme leader feels that both sides have now made their point. The mood here at the Pentagon, cautiously optimistic that both sides have made their point and do not want to take the next steps on the escalation ladder.
Fox's Jennifer Griffin at the Pentagon. The White House saying today it will not comment on the strikes. The House has voted to move a military foreign aid package to the House floor for debate with substantial support from Democrats. The House will attempt to blend four military aid bills for Israel, Ukraine, and Taiwan into a single package tomorrow and then send it to the Senate for consideration. Another Republican, Arizona's Paul Gosar, has signed on to the motion to take the gavel away from the House Speaker, but Mike Johnson says,
"We'll see what happens. I'm going to do my job. I'm not deterred by threats, and we're going to do the right thing and let the chips fall where they may."
In New York, 12 jurors and 6 alternates have been sworn in to hear the business records trial of Donald Trump, accused of trying to hide non-disclosure payments. Moments ago, the former president telling reporters,
"This is really a concerted witch hunt. Very simple. Everything you heard in there, this is a witch hunt by numerous judges, Democrat judges."
Opening arguments will be heard on Monday. Apparently unrelated to the trial, a man set himself on fire just outside the courthouse in Manhattan at midday today after throwing what police called conspiracy pamphlets into the air. The man is in extremely critical condition. On Wall Street, the Dow gained 211 points. NASDAQ dropped 319. The worst day for the tech sector since the COVID pandemic. America's listening to Fox News.
Hear that? Believe it or not, summer is just around the corner. Luckily, Armor All, America's most trusted auto appearance brand, has what your car needs to get that perfect summer shine. Plus, now through May 31st, we'll give you $5 for every $20 you spend on Armor All products. That means car wash pods, protectant, tire shine, you name it. Find out how to get your $5 rebate at ArmorAll.com. Armor All. Less work, more clean. Terms apply.
Protesters returning to New York's Columbia University today, a day after 108 people were arrested there for trespassing.
The NYPD is trying to keep the crowd contained to the same area of sidewalk. The chants, again, are condemning the university for punishing student protesters. I even heard some of the demonstrators say students inside were righteous for their actions. I think it's safe to assume this is fueling some of the student protests that are continuing on the campus.
Fox's CB Cotton. President Biden, in a speech to the Electrical Workers Union in Washington today, claimed his economic policies are working.
"We're doing what always worked best through this country. We're investing in America. It's not complicated. We're investing in Americans, not just America, Americans. Building an economy from the middle out, the bottom up, not the top down."
But the latest Fox News poll finds the president trailing former President Trump on economic issues in several key battleground states.
It shows that in Georgia, Michigan, Pennsylvania, and Wisconsin, President Biden is trailing former President Trump on the economy by double digits, while the current president holds a smaller edge when it comes to election integrity and health care. Former President Trump up 22 points on the economy, but health care, President Biden is up by 2 points. So in Pennsylvania, Fox News polling showing that former President Trump up 12 points on the economy, but President Biden up 6 points on health care. This is a very close race in all of these battleground states.
Edward Lawrence of the Fox Business Network. Voting ends tonight at a Volkswagen plant in Chattanooga, Tennessee, where the United Auto Workers Union is trying to turn it to a union shop. Workers at that plant had previously rejected efforts to unionize. Tesla is recalling about 3,800 Cybertrucks. That may be all of them they've delivered so far. The accelerator pedal could become loose, get stuck on a piece of trim. I'm Jack Callahan. This is Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network. Subscribe and listen to the Trey Gowdy Podcast. Former federal prosecutor and four-term U.S. congressman from South Carolina brings you a one-of-a-kind podcast. Subscribe and listen now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.